Yevamos chapter 15, Mishnah 5. Achas omeres, if a man has two wives, and one of those co-wives says, "Mace, our husband died." V'achas omeres, lo mace, but the other co-wife says he didn't die. So in this case over here, you've got two co-wives with contradictory evidence. They're giving contradictory testimony. So zusha omeres mace, so the way we do it, is the one who said, "My husband has died," tinasa v'titol kesuvasa, we believe her, and we allow her to take her kesuva payment, and she can go off and get married. Obviously, she's taking a risk. She better be sure that her husband has died. Because if her husband comes back, it will come out that her remarriage is adultery, and she won't be allowed to remarry her husband, and she'll be forced to leave the new husband. So she's taking a huge risk, but she says, "My husband's died," so we let her go. We let her go get remarried, and we let her take a kesuva payment. V'zusha omeres lo mace, but that co-wife, talking about the same man, she says, "Our husband hasn't died." So here, lo tinasa v'lo titul kesuvasa. We do not let her get remarried, and we do not let her claim her kesuva payment. So we let each woman go according to their own testimony, even though they're talking about the same man. Interesting case. Achas omeres meis v'achas omeres neherag. If one woman says, "Our husband passed away," and the other woman says, "He didn't pass away, he was murdered." Rabbi Meir omer hoyel u'machishos zu es zu. Since they have contradicted each other in the method of that he died, haray elu lo yinasu, we do not let them get remarried. The fact that they contradicted each other nullifies the testimony of one another. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they disagree. They say, no, hoyel v'zu v'zu moida she'ein kayem. They both agree that the husband is no longer alive. The fact that they disagree about his method of passing away, that's irrelevant, says Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. They both agree he's passed away, and therefore, yinasu, we will let them get remarried based on their testimony. Eid omer mace, now the case, one person says mace, v'eid omer lo mace, and another person says he did not die. So you've got two witnesses contradicting each other. So to Isha Omeris Mace for Isha Omeris Lomace, one woman comes forward and says he died, and another woman comes forward and says he didn't die. In this case, Harezu Lo Tinasa. So we've actually mentioned this before. Over here, the wife is forbidden to get remarried because of the doubt. And we said before, this is talking about before the court has paskened. Because remember in the previous Mishnahs, we said that if the court has already allowed her to remarry, they're not going to retract that on the basis of one witness. So this is talking about where in the process of deciding if he's died, one witness comes forward to the court and says he's died. And before they can paskin, before they can hand down their judgment, another witness comes forward and says he didn't die. So there we wouldn't let the woman get remarried because of the contradicting testimony.